There are specific challenges to treating infectious diseases like tuberculosis in areas that have dense migrant populations. It's often partly to blame on the difficulty of getting different nations to work together. California currently has double the national rate of tuberculosis, attributed to its large immigrant population along the border with Mexico. While both nations are working independently to stem the spread of TB, the San Diego-Tijuana region has established a unique model for collaboration. From Fronteras, producer Roxandra Guidi tells us that cooperation is making a difference.
A young woman walks into Tijuana's TB clinic with a little plastic jar in her hand containing her saliva sample. She drops it off at the front desk and leaves. She doesn't need to see Dr. Rafael Laniado this time because she's been taking her meds and her tuberculosis has been under control for months. Laniado is the chief pneumologist here, the fastest TB testing facility in all of Mexico.
In 3 semanas, yo ya sé primero si usted tiene tuberculosis.
He says, when you visit this clinic, I can tell you if you have tuberculosis within 3 weeks. This is remarkable for Mexico, where TB testing generally means waiting for more than 3 months to get a diagnosis and having to send samples to Mexico City or to a lab in the U.S. Tijuana's state-of-the-art lab opened in 2006 with funding from the Mexican government, as well as $400,000 from USAID for construction and testing equipment. Today, Tijuana has the most success in the treatment of drug-resistant TB in all of Mexico, seeing an average of 700 new cases a year.
¿Quién es? Eduardo Saavedra. ¿Pero cuándo tiene cita?
Laniado takes a look at a patient's x-ray.
Ya fue con Olivares.
He's stable, he says to the nurse. Tell him to come back next week.
Sí, dile que esté igual.
If that patient stays in Tijuana, this lab will make sure he gets tested regularly and takes his meds. But if he happens to cross the border into the U.S., his health records and specific prescription will be available in a binational database system. This will allow American doctors to keep treating him so that his TB doesn't become drug resistant.
Cuando tenemos un caso, no lo diagnostico y lo trata el doctor Laniado, sino que yo preparo.
Laniado says, when I see a case here, I don't diagnose it and treat it all by myself. I present it at a virtual meeting with TB doctors from the other side of the border in the U.S. As a major crossing point for rural and poor migrants into the U.S., Tijuana is in a unique position to treat and prevent TB spread. 90% of people seen at this lab go on to keep their TB under control, but those who fail to get treatment typically go on to infect 10 to 15 other people. At a recent public health conference in San Diego, the lessons and challenges of Tijuana's lab took center stage. Steve Waterman was there on behalf of the Centers for Disease Control.
I think this is sort of a very focused collaboration, and it's addressing a very important need.
One of the reasons this collaboration works is the binational sharing of resources, medical training, and common goals. At a time when budget cuts are hurting public health programs in both countries, the Tijuana-San Diego area has been able to raise money from foundations and groups like Rotary International to make up for the shortfall. This summer, the San Diego-based International Community Foundation will step in as well, donating more than $30,000 to TB labs in Tijuana and Mexicali to pay for testing equipment maintenance and personnel. Richard Key is the foundation's president.
In our border region, people work in silos, agencies work in silos, and oftentimes it's difficult to move resources across the border to promote these types of binational collaboratives that are so necessary when you're trying to treat a disease that impacts both sides of the border.
Other states along the border, like Arizona and Texas, have rates close to the national average, about 3 active TB cases per 100,000 residents. One of the reasons California's TB rate is double that may be due to the success of this program, where more people are getting tested and treated. In San Diego, I'm Roxandra Guidi,